You had that stretch where, gosh, you had Alma and Southern Valley and teams like that. You know, I mean, kind of a gauntlet of some good teams. Once again, to test you a little bit. Since then, you've won three out of your last four. So your teams really, after that stretch, have really picked things up, haven't they?
They really have. They really have. They hit a real low. We played Southwest is such a good team, and you know, we struggled, probably the worst we've struggled all season long. And when you've lost several games, it's really hard to stay upbeat and keep your disposition about you. And those girls have continued to work hard. You know, the practices get fewer as you play more games, and we don't have a lot of time in the gym. And they have just dug deep and continue to work hard when we actually do get a practice. And they've stayed tight as a team. You know, it's tough with girls and a lost record like we have to really support each other. And they've done a really good job of sticking together. So, yeah, after we got Southwest and Cambridge, kind of stepped it up a little bit against Cambridge, but they're a really good team. And then we picked up a few wins and almost beat Med Valley the other night to have a fourth, but we came up a little short. But I'm really proud of their fundamentals have improved, and they're just playing very well as a team.
That Loomis game, Loomis is a team right around 500. That sounded like a great effort from the girls.
It was a great effort. It was such a good game. They all played well. They all had their moments, but they did a really great job of covering for each other and bringing them back. They have a tendency to make a mistake or two, lose a couple points, which leads into inevitably a run of six points for us to the other team. And, you know, that was a game changer against Loomis, where they got to play at home and they'd been beat by them before, and they could have folded, but they all stepped up and they didn't let the two mistakes roll into six. They shut it down and had some key moments in the front row and the back row, and just together as a team, they played extremely well against Loomis.
You know, watching you, your team play on the Southwest game, your block up there has been solid. I'm looking at stats. Naomi Gutierrez, I mean, is right up there with a ton of blocks. She has kind of been kind of a mainstay up there, hasn't she?
She's doing a really good job. She's really turned it on this year, and she's only a sophomore, so I mean, she's getting it figured out. She's getting her timing better, and she has become a key. Before our blocks were pretty weak. We didn't have very many on the stats at the end of the night, and she's really come on here. As we hit halfway through the season, she turned it on, and she's doing a great job in front row.
And then when it comes to your hitters, you know, Emerson Swanson still kind of been your top hitter. Sabrina Jacobson, there's another sophomore in there as well who's kind of been up there. So, you know, you've got underclassmen who are getting a feel for volleyball, and look out for them in the next couple of years after this one's over.
Absolutely. We're going to be tough for a while. I'm really excited for the future of these girls, and we've got an outstanding freshman class coming up next year. So they're very promising, Rich. They're a good group of girls, and they're good kids. So,
and hey, still got some matches here before RPAC. You got Axtell this week. That would be a big one for you coming up on Wednesday, I do believe. Is that right?
Yep, Tuesday, tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Yep, that's going to be a big one. We got beat by them out at the Hitchcock County Tournament. They're always a good team every year. Great coach, we play them at their home, and that would be a big one if we could sneak in there as the underdog and possibly pick up that game, but it'll be a tough one, really tough.
So how is it talking to Gentry and Berkeley, you know, with you as a head coach now? How are those conversations now?
Well, you're probably familiar with, we always, we say we're not going to discuss volleyball at home, and you know, I've had to really try to, I have a hard time not being tougher on them than I am everybody else. You have different expectations for your kids, and it's different when you're their head coach and you try to just treat them as everybody else and not discuss volleyball at home. And, you know, they have handled it really well. We've had a couple of tears, but you know, all in all, not too bad. It's more of frustration from themselves and me trying to figure out what I can do to help all of them as a team. But they're handling it well. I feel bad for them. They have to have their mom as a coach.
But it's a good thing as well. And as you said, it's a tight group, and they all get along, and there's a lot of them. Yeah, I mean, there's so many girls you can throw on the floor, and you've done that this year.
We have. You know, we are playing with a solid 10 girls, and as you know, volleyball is such a momentous game that I know I'm challenging them when I put that many subs in. And, you know, I'm happy that I have a bench that deep that we're able to help each other out. And I told them, you know, we just don't have that this year where we can play more girls all the way around, and you all have your part and you all have your fit, and they're finally figuring out coming in and off the bench and not letting it affect their momentum and just rolling with it. And we're lucky to have so many girls and have that deep of it. And I still have a few more girls on the bench that I've thrown in at super pressure times, and they're freshmen, to come in and set or to come in and play back row. And I tell you what, those kids came in off the bench and didn't miss a beat after sitting there for three sets, and they played their part and were key in digging us out of situation. As a freshman, I can't commend those kids enough for the type of talent that we have and as deep as we are throughout our team. And there's a lot. Our JV, I mean, we've got 24 girls, and we're lucky to have so many girls interested in volleyball.